From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Nift and Jerry Evans.
And good Tuesday noon to you. I'm Greg Nift. A family in mourning after a 19-year-old drowns in the Truckee River. Coming up, what the family is saying. A man arrested near UNR. Directly ahead, we'll hear about why the man was taken into custody last week. And gas prices, I'm sorry to say, are still on the rise. We'll tell you where the cheapest gas in Nevada actually is and where the most expensive is as well. Those stories and more on this Tuesday edition of the News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft, FM News Talk Time, 1206.
And $4.52 at Costco for regular yesterday, Greg. Nine candidates have officially filed to run for mayor of Reno, one claiming he's a fifth-generation Nevadan. He's not. If Elon Musk has offered to pay TSA agent salaries, why hasn't this started? I'll tell you why. And agents at airports, ICE agents, that came from a caller to a talk show. And also, Delta cuts service, allowing Congress to bypass TSA lines until funding is restored. Any Congress people flying on Delta, they're going to have to do the exact same thing that you and I do. I got the TSA pre-boarding thing last year, and I'll be able to let you know in a couple of weeks or so when I fly to Florida as to whether or not that helps at all. TSA pre-check. But first, breaking news, Eric Erickson is on Sunday nights 5 to 7 p.m. here on KKFT 99.1. We just got this from him about 20 minutes ago.
Have some breaking news. The Pentagon is expected to issue an order within the next 30 minutes to deploy 3,000 82nd Airborne soldiers to the Middle East. The written order is expected at any moment within the next 30 minutes. It should be released by 2 p.m. Eastern Time. The 82nd Airborne's Command Brigade serves as the Army's emergency response force and can be deployed anywhere in the world in under 24 hours. They train to parachute into hostile or contested territory to secure airfields and land. The brigade would be deployed along with the division headquarters. A decision to put boots on the ground in Iran hasn't been made, officials caution, but the movement of the 82nd opens the door for President Trump to try to reopen the Strait of Hormuz by force, seizing Iran's strategic islands or coastline, or launch a mission to capture the regime's highly enriched uranium should he choose to do so. The New York Times first reported that the Trump administration was weighing sending the 82nd Airborne for Iran. The Wall Street Journal now confirms that the Pentagon is planning this with orders to be released in writing within the next 30 minutes. That is happening now. The Pentagon is going to send 3,000 82nd Airborne soldiers to the Middle East. This does not mean we're invading Iran. Keep that in mind. One of the operational things they could do is there are a series of islands in the Persian Gulf that are contested. The Shah's regime in the 1970s took several of them from the United Arab Emirates. They've been maintained by the Iranians. We could take those islands. They serve as launch bases for high-speed boats from the Iranians. We've been blowing those boats up and bombing some of the islands to shut down their capacity. We could be going in there to secure those islands now, not actually into Iran proper. But stay tuned on this. It's a developing story. I will bring you up to speed the more I know.
Eric Erickson, again, is on Sunday nights, 5 to 7 p.m., a best-of show, but that we just received from him about 30 minutes ago here at KKFT. FM News Talk time is 1210.
And right now we have 76 degrees, sunny skies at Reno Tahoe International Airport. It's our top local story this hour. We are hearing from the family of a 19-year-old man whose body was found in the Truckee River near Floriston. Brian Gallardo was from Petaluma near San Francisco.
Well, Greg, Delta has decided that it's going to cut service, allowing Congress to bypass TSA lines until funding is restored for the TSA. Delta Airlines scrapping its congressional specialty service that allows members of Congress to bypass typical airport security lines like you and I have to go through until the government restores funding to the Department of Homeland Security. Quote, due to the impact on resources from the longstanding government shutdown, Delta will temporarily suspend specialty services to members of Congress flying Delta. I wish other airlines would do the same, and then maybe something would change, Greg.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that, Jerry, and I can tell you that those lines at the TSA are long. Let me see if we can't hear from Jonas Gallardo again. If we can't, then we'll move right along here. It does appear that we cannot, so let's just move right along here. But Jonas, Brian's stepbrother was talking to KOLO-TV8. Officials say the Truckee River may be warm, but it is far too dangerous to swim in at this time. Well, other news that we are following this hour, more than 350 grams of cocaine, a lot of other drugs seized in a bust right near UNR. This happened off 11th and Ralston. And it does appear that we do not have our sound cards in the proper place, so we're going to work on that. Meantime, the news continues at this hour. The cocaine taken off the street, by the way, had a value of about $36,000. She used to be a judge in Washoe Family Court. Now Bridget Robb is on the other side of the law, facing a misdemeanor stalking charge. Robb had stepped down in January, just days after a temporary protective order was issued against her. She is accused of stalking the girlfriend of an attorney she had a multi-year relationship with while serving as a judge. Investigators say the alleged behavior happened hundreds of times. It is 10 years behind bars for a Washoe County man convicted of taking part in an organized theft ring. N.O. Russell Pascal was apparently linked to target one South Reno store in particular. That was the Ulta Beauty store at the Summit Mall, if you're familiar with that. Word is that he actually went there three times. He was able to get away with his thefts two times, and then third time the store staff got wise and, well, they locked him out. So there was that. And that essentially is when law enforcement got involved. This dates back last year when Pascal began his thievery. He'll be eligible for parole in 3 months. Gas prices are still rising across Nevada as the war in Iran continues. Statewide, the average price of a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.80, the highest average price in Washoe County, where gas is $5.10. That's right here. White Pine County, which I'm not familiar with where that is, but I should learn, has the least expensive average price at $3.86. Oh, my goodness, wouldn't that be nice. In Las Vegas, Clark County, gas is going for an average of $4.85. Americans' outlook on the job market. Well, it could be better, unfortunately. Right now, the new Gallup poll shows that people are not very optimistic at being able to find work. And word is that that is something that's causing a little bit of consternation amongst folks who might be trying to get a job. FM News Talk time. It is 12:13.
And Greg, some listener feedback. From yesterday. And by the way, give us a shout out. Use, if you're listening on the app, go to the menu bar, click the little cloud bubble, text bubble, and then the microphone, and then record whatever you want to say, and we'll respond to it. The best one of the day gets $100 in gift card from Glen Eagles Restaurant in Carson City. And this comes from Brian in Carson City, so that's convenient for you. Best steaks in town. It says, I started listening to KKFT a year ago when my wife and I moved from Sacramento. I was searching for a local station with A&G, Armstrong and Getty, and Fox News. I still listen to KFBK from time to time to remind me of why we came to Nevada. Grin. Your new news hour fills in what I was missing. So, Brian, we're going to get a $100 gift card to you to Glen Eagles in Carson City for a steak. And again, use the shout out feature on the app and we'll be happy to give you one as well. FM Talk News time is now 12:15. Phil's got a look at traffic. Phil?
Got a couple of issues to tell you about. There's a non-injury collision on westbound Interstate 80 at the Vista Boulevard off-ramp just as you're making your way into Sparks. It is slowing things down somewhat. There's also a broken down vehicle on State Route 439, USA Highway, at Story Mile Marker 6. And NDOT wants people to know, starting tonight at 7 p.m., the McCarran exit on westbound Interstate 80 will be closed from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. for construction in that area. Let's get a look at your forecast coming up.
FM Top Weather.
These pleasant middays not showing any signs of easing. Maybe a bit towards the end of the week, maybe 7 to 8 degrees, but still a basic mild weather pattern through the week. Cool breeze, heated and air conditioning. When your system quits on any Nevada night, you need someone you can trust. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service keeping your family safe and warm, CoolBreeze, NV.com. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Die when I may, I want it said of me, by they who know me best, that I always plucked a thistle and planted a flower when I thought a flower would grow. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
I'm back to doing what I love and more, thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're going to feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Treat your skin to the care it deserves with rejuvenating facials at Hall & Rye. Whether you want to refresh, rejuvenate, or address specific skin concerns, their board-certified plastic surgeons and medical estheticians focus on the relationship they build with each patient and tailor every facial to your individual needs. Feel confident in your skin again. Schedule your consultation now at hallandrye.com. Your skin deserves the best.
Need top-notch equipment for your landscaping project? Wharton Concrete Forming Supply has you covered. From the biggest pieces of machinery to the smallest tools, Wharton has it all. Our rental and repair department ensures that you're never left stranded. Open 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday, we're here to keep your projects on track. Why Wharton? Because we have what the others don't. The biggest selection of equipment rentals. Call us today at 775-241-9494. Wharton Concrete Forming Supply, where your projects meet their perfect match. 40 Industrial Parkway in Mound House.
Hey, can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
And glad to have you with us here. I'm Greg Neff as we continue right along here. And if you are just checking in with us, good afternoon to you. We have 75 degrees right now at Rideau Tahoe International Airport. We'll get more weather coming up. If you're just checking in, it is our top local story. A 19-year-old's body recovered after he apparently went swimming in the Truckee River. The remains of Brian Gallardo of Petaluma were recovered near Floriston. The Nevada County, California Sheriff's Office says this was a full-on response, and word is that the situation was very, very fluid as they were searching the Truckee River near Floriston for the body of Mr. Gallardo. Hopefully we'll hear from his family coming up later on in the show. Well, there was a big drug bust made near UNR last week. Almost 355 grams of cocaine were seized and taken off the street. This happened off 11th and Ralston. Word is from the Reno Police Office that they had recovered $9,200 in cash, about 9 guns, and a whole bunch of about 612 pounds of marijuana. So that was a big, big bust. Somebody under arrest, he faces a laundry list of charges. Well, it's our top national story. The United Arab Emirates and the Saudi Arabian government are reportedly joining the war against Iran. They're getting involved because that apparently is the way that is going, and we'll have more coming on about that from Fox News at the bottom of the hour. It's 12:21 here at FM News Talk.
hearing is Thursday. I'm John Potter for the Noon News. The bail hearing is for the teen charged in the killing of a 15-year-old in that shooting outside a South Meadows Parkway apartment complex. 18-year-old Cameron Wadsworth told detectives that it started from a planned fight between his sister and another girl, that he brought the gun in case it got out of hand and fired shots when his mother was assaulted. Police say video evidence shows the mom was not assaulted. Wadsworth is charged with open murder with a deadly weapon. He also has friends who started a GoFundMe to cover legal fees. They say Wadsworth is innocent and was defending himself and his family on that fateful Friday night. The 15-year-old who was killed has not been identified. Wadsworth bail hearing is set for Thursday at 1:30 p.m. I'm John Potter for the Noon News on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Well, nine candidates have officially filed to run for mayor of Reno, and one of them, Devon Reese, is under scrutiny for repeatedly calling himself a fifth-generation Nevadan. A Nevada News and Views investigation finds that claim doesn't hold up. Public and historical records show none of Reese's grandparents were born in Nevada, and his family originates from California, not from Nevada's early pioneer settlers. Reese has linked himself to John and Enoch Reese, founders of the Mormon Station in Genoa, but historians note that those men were Utah merchants whose descendants remained in Utah, not Nevada. Bottom line, there's no evidence supporting Reese's fifth-generation Nevadan claim, and Reno voters are being urged to separate fact from folklore at the ballot box. Somebody running for office lying? Say it ain't so. This is Northern Nevada's Noon News, where you get traffic and weather and your news right here at home, 99.1 FM Talk. Phil has a look at traffic right now.
They're still working a non-injury collision on westbound Interstate 80 at the Vista Boulevard off-ramp. It's slowing things down somewhat, but it's not too bad. Also, State Highway 439, the USA Parkway, at Story Mile Marker 6 on the southbound side, there's a broken-down vehicle that's partially blocking a lane, so use extra caution. They want to remind you that they're doing a whole bunch of road work on the Mount Rose Highway. It is between Bardo Drive and Wedge Parkway. They're doing some work on the shoulders in that area. Our temperature is like 76 in Reno, 71 in Carson City, 77 in Yerington, 58 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Let's get a look at your weather.
FM Top Weather.
These pleasant middays not showing any signs of easing. Maybe a bit towards the end of the week, maybe 7 to 8 degrees, but still a basic mild weather pattern through the week. Cool breeze, heated and air conditioning. When your system quits on any Nevada night, you need someone you can trust. That's why they provide 24-7 emergency service, keeping your family safe and warm. Cool Breeze, NV.com. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
When the power goes out and you're wondering if it's going to be out for a few minutes or a few hours, maybe even a few days, take control of your power by getting a Generac home backup generator. Generac is the leading brand and most trusted. You can have one installed by Capital Control Systems for as low as $125 a month on approved credit. Call now while supplies last, 775-883-3277.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Spring is a great time for replacing old, inefficient windows. And the Brothers Home Improvement Spring Sale makes the timing even better.
Look, we've been talking about Brothers for a long time. For the first time ever, Brothers is offering 0% financing for 24 months. That's 0% interest till 2028, and you'll get up to $1,000 off on installed windows.
They're a trusted, true, family-owned business made up of nine brothers and sisters who are always striving for their customers' complete satisfaction.
Oh, they care about you at Brothers like you're part of their family. They offer premium premium, high-quality, energy-efficient windows. They provide only the highest quality craftsmanship and expert installation.
Real lifetime warranties, taking pride in their work. You know, most of Brothers' business comes from referrals and recommendations from family and friends. Thousands of happy and satisfied homeowners have been served by Brothers for over 30 years.
Don't miss Brothers' spring sale and the Brothers' first ever offer of 0% financing for 24 months.
Hurry, this offer is only good through the end of the month. BrothersWindows.com. Go to BrothersWindows.com.
KKFT. From the field to the court, KKFT Sports.
Auburn's generally a 9.5-point favorite over Nevada. The 6 p.m. tip-off tomorrow will be a test for a Wolfpack team that has struggled on the road, only winning 7 while losing 10. Corey Camper Jr. and Elijah Price are the offensive leaders. Against Liberty, Camper had a triple-double and Price a double-double on Saturday. I'm Craig Spope with sports for the Noon News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM News Talk.
KKFT. This is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And we have 76 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. You just got the weather, but we'll get more weather coming up directly. And only 19 years old and losing his life because he apparently went for a swim in the still cold waters of the Truckee River. The body of Brian Gallardo was recovered near Floriston. His family in mourning. Word is that his stepbrothers told a local TV station he's sad he'll never be able to call his brother again. A big drug bust near UNR last week takes one into custody, and that's hundreds of pounds of cocaine, along with about $9,200 in cash and about 612 pounds of marijuana. There's a lot of drugs off the street there. This happened around 11th and Ralston. Again, the suspect taken into custody last week. Word is that Las Vegas casinos are giving care packages to TSA agents to keep the tourists coming in at the city's airport. So again, if you see a place where you can donate a gift card, might be something that you want to do. Speaking of the TSA, the American Federation of Government Employees and TSA union reps met with the media to discuss repercussions TSA workers are experiencing as a result of the DHS funding issue. The Council 100 president called for government officials to imagine themselves in place of TSA workers. And TSA call-out numbers surge as the agency has gone unpaid for weeks, and many workers are struggling to support themselves and their families. Other news that we are following this hour, word is that you might have heard about that crash at LaGuardia Airport, New York. The NTSB says it already has an early analysis of the cockpit and flight data recorder from the plane that struck a fire truck on a runway at New York's LaGuardia Airport. An NTSB investigator on Tuesday said the final 3 minutes of the flight revealed the tower was cleared the truck to cross the runway as the Air Canada plane was actually landing. The NTSB chair says there were two air traffic controllers in the top tower at the time, but there's conflicting information about what exact duties they were performing. She said the controller in charge was doing the duties of two positions, and both controllers needed to be interviewed. Two Air Canada pilots died. 40 passengers were hurt as two people in the airport fire truck were two people in the airport fire truck during the collision on Sunday night. Kentucky Congressman Thomas Massey is suggesting the FBI arrested the wrong person in connection to the D.C. pipe bomb case. Massey took to X and wrote, "I believe the FBI arrested the wrong person in the J6 pipe bomb case," and included an analysis by the conservative outlet The Blaze to support his claim. The analysis reportedly found stark physical differences between Brian Cole Jr., who was arrested, and the suspect shown in videos released by federal and local law enforcement. Prosecutors have said that that Brian Cole Jr. gave a detailed confession, but he has pled not guilty, to two federal charges, and his attorneys have also suggested the government apprehended the wrong man. Well, we're just getting started here on the News at Noon, live and local, of course. We're going to continue to follow our top local stories and coming up a business update, not only with Fox Business, but Mike Bosma as well. KKFT FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada while Fox News covers the world. It is 12:30.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30. Fox News
News. I'm John Saucier. The Senate trying to fund DHS and end this partial government shutdown. Senator John Kennedy says he and Senator Ted Cruz recently drafted up an idea he thinks would help end the shutdown. He tells Fox they pitched it to Republican leadership, but...
We pitched this to Senator Thune a couple of days ago. He pitched it to President Trump. As you know from his tweets, said no.
Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt announcing he'll be appointing Alan Armstrong to fill the now vacant seat in the Senate for newly appointed DHS Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen.
I will admit to you, I'm a little bit like, I feel like I'm stepping off into the abyss with not exactly sure what I'm getting into. But I'm confident, got great team around me, great support around me, and I really do look forward to making a difference for the short time that I'm in the Senate.
America's listening to Fox News.
And Fox News, KKF Team, FM Fox Talk 99.1 and 92.3. So glad you're with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. We have 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. And if you are just checking in, here are our top local stories. A 19-year-old man drowns in the Truckee River near Floriston. Word is that Brian Gallardo was from Petaluma. His body was found. He apparently was going for a swim. Officials say that is simply not a good idea, especially with the water being so cold. With the snow melt, it might be warm outside, but not a good idea. She used to be a judge in Washoe Family Court. Now Bridget Robb is on the other side of the law, facing a misdemeanor stalking charge. Robb had stepped down in January, just days after a temporary protective order was issued against her. She's accused of stalking the girlfriend of an attorney she had a multi-year relationship with while serving as a judge. Investigators say the alleged behavior did happen hundreds of times. It's 10 years behind bars for a Washoe County man convicted of taking part in an organized theft ring. ML Russell Pascal was apparently linked to target one South Reno Ulta beauty store. In particular, he knocked off the place twice before employees got wise and locked him out. He tried to get in, and employees actually ended up locking the door. FM News Talk time, it is 12:33.
It's difficult to make a man miserable when he feels worthy of himself and claims kindred to the great God who made him. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. For heating or air conditioning assistance, call 359-1985 or visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Can you feel it? Summer's coming. You know, road trips, vacations in the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
These pleasant middays not showing any signs of easing. Maybe a bit towards the end of the week, maybe 7 to 8 degrees, but still a basic mild weather pattern through the week. Cool breeze, heated and air conditioning. When your system quits on any Nevada night, you need someone you can trust. That's why they provide 24/7 emergency service, keeping your family safe and warm. Coolbreeze, NV.com. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. Your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
A new charge against Bridget Robb. I'm John Potter. Bridget Robb is the former Washoe County Family Court judge who stepped off the bench in January after a protective order was filed against her. That stemmed from accusations that she was stalking the girlfriend of a lawyer she had a relationship with. Well, the new charge is a criminal one, misdemeanor stalking, described in court documents as malicious conduct intended to make a reasonable person feel terrorized. It came as a summons from the city attorney's office. Another new development, the district court now says Rob had 25 cases where her relationship with that attorney should have been disclosed. Could those cases now be challenged or retried? That is the big question. The answer, not known for now. I'm John Potter for the new news on FM News Talk 99.1 KKFT.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk KKFT.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are mixed in choppy afternoon trading as optimism over easing tensions in the Middle East appears to be waning and as oil prices continue to spike. West Texas Intermediate crude, the U.S. benchmark, is rising to around $92 a barrel. Tech is the worst performer among the S&P 500 sectors, while energy and utilities are gaining. Software stocks are tumbling again, which could signal that investors are worrying about how artificial intelligence could upend the industry. And move over Amazon. FedEx is teaming with last mile delivery provider One Rail to offer same-day delivery service. The move comes on the heels of Amazon's recent launch of speedier delivery options. The service will let shoppers choose two-hour or end-of-day delivery directly at checkout. Shares of FedEx are up nearly 0.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
FM News Talk Time. FM News Talk Time, 12:37. That was Wall Street. Now it's time for Main Street with Mike Bosma. He joins us in the Keystone Studios this afternoon. Good Tuesday afternoon to you, Mike.
And same to you, Greg.
Well, so, you know, lots of things going on. I just actually was reading that TSA lines are so bad at some airports that United and Delta are letting their passengers move their flights, which is unheard of, basic economy included.
Now we're talking. Hallelujah. Yeah. Maybe a little flexibility when you're traveling.
Absolutely.
Of course, you got to be at the airport hours before when you ever intended. That's, I think, the unintended consequence of trying to travel for business when the airlines are either not running into buses on the tarmac or being delayed because they can't getting through TSA is a bit of a challenge right now.
Absolutely. On the local scene, word is that the slot machine maker, I believe it's called IGT, is laying off quite a few people.
700 people, Greg.
Oh, my goodness. Is that because people are not gambling as much as they used to, or what's the deal behind
that? Well, you know, as most businesses headquartered in Northern Nevada will attest, there has been significant consolidation across all verticals, including gaming. IGT used to be the largest manufacturer in all of the state of Nevada, got bought up by a foreign company years ago, and they have over time trickled down their workforce. Nobody knows right now how much of those 700 laid off are going to be out of the Reno plant, but what we do know is that big, beautiful building down there on Prototype is getting more and more empty by the day. It could be end up with a significant glut in that warehouse space if this trend continues. And I think for those families affected, you know, our condolences. Maybe think about getting a 401k loan to tide you over till you get your next gig. IGT does say that they're going to provide severance services for those people involved.
And word out this morning, I believe it was, I heard this and I was shocked by this. AI might replace 90% of white-collar jobs in 3 years?
Yep.
Did I hear that right?
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. What do you do?
Actually, you say hallelujah.
Okay.
Well, no, you'll think of it this way, Greg. Like, tax preparers. We're in tax season, right?
Sure.
And I told my staff, I go, no longer are we going to be preparing tax returns. That whole business where you go to the little shack in front of the Walmart checkout stand, that there is zero value to tax preparation. It's all about tax strategy. So you will see everything start to move about tax strategy because, in essence, the computer can do your tax return for you. No planning to be done backwards. You can only do that forward. So that's where you need a true strategist, and those are really separating from the herd. The herd's going to die off, but what's left is going to be, I believe, something pretty special.
Well, checking Wall Street this hour, the Dow Jones is up, but the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ are down. Any reason why?
You know, it's interesting when you talk about what the market's doing. Just the war in Iraq, or Iran rather, and some of the things that we see in the news, with all negative, nothing is changing the underlying demographics of why we should be very bullish on our economy. And I would say this. We just mentioned technology, AI included. Agentic AI is going to allow us to do exponentially more than ever. We had a guest on our Bosma on Business that was talking about using AI, and I think that's going to spur our economy for the foreseeable future.
Very good. All right, Mike Bosma, 775-786-4900, of course. You're there to help.
Indeed.
All right, thank you so much for joining us. We'll talk to you again tomorrow. FM News Talk time, it is 1240.
From caller to policy, radio idea reaches the White House. You want to figure out or you want to know how that idea came to Trump about putting ICE agents at airports? Well, listen up. A suggestion from a listener appears to have helped spark a policy idea that quickly reached the highest levels of government, i.e. Donald Trump. During a broadcast on Friday last week, a caller identified as Linda from Arizona proposed using U.S. Immigration and Custom Enforcement agents to help alleviate long lines at airport security checkpoints. A single caller suggestion to a presidential talking point in less than 24 hours. That trajectory that ICE agents at airports proposal underscores just how quickly ideas can move from talk radio to cable news and into the national policy conversation. It is sports, traffic, weather, and the news right here at home. Midday, 12 p. to 1 p. It's here on your hometown radio station, 92.3 FM in Lyon County and 99.1 FM Talk. FM Talk News Time is 1242, and Phil has got traffic for you on the lunch hour.
We're still working a minor bumper buncher on westbound Interstate 80. It's at the Vista Boulevard off-ramp as you're coming into town. We have another broken-down vehicle, this one on northbound 580, just as you get to 2nd Street. That is off to the side, not creating much of an issue. Also, they want you to remember there's a whole bunch of road work on the Mount Rose Highway, State Route 431, between Bardo and Wedge Parkway. They're doing some work along the sides of the road, so please use extra caution. It is 74 degrees in Sparks and in Dayton, 76 in Smith Valley, 58 degrees in Incline Village. Let's take a look at your weather forecast.
FM Top Weather. These pleasant middays not showing any signs of easing. Maybe a bit towards the end of the week, maybe 7 to 8 degrees, but still a basic mild weather pattern through the week. Cool breeze, heated and air conditioning. When your system quits on any Nevada night, you need someone you can trust. That's why they provide 24-7 emergency service, keeping your family safe and warm. Coolbreeze, NV.com. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If the way your car is running is giving you the blues, go to Pro One Automotive. Well, they'll know just what to do.
For 35 years, Pro One has served Northern Nevada with quality service and repairs. At Pro One, we will give you the ultimate customer experience. At Pro One, we will take you through the complete repair process with pictures and text messages. All we ask from you at Pro One is to put fuel in it, wash it once in a while, and we'll take care of the rest. And for you truck and SUV owners, remember, we know trucks. We can do diesel smog checks along with gas smog checks, and you never need an appointment for a smog check, gas or diesel. So give us a chance to earn your business. Pro One is the shop friends recommend to friends.
People world for expert service. It's so hard to find. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time.
At the church at Reno Christian Academy, they believe in more than just education. They believe in transformation. Their goal is to help students grow not only in knowledge, but also in faith. Their academically excellent programs will challenge students to think critically, while the biblically based foundation helps them stand strong in their values. From the classroom to the chapel, they're nurturing the next generation of Christ-centered leaders, young men and women equipped with wisdom, compassion, and purpose. They're not just preparing students for college. They're preparing them for life. The Church at Reno Christian Academy, where faith and excellence shape the future. Enroll now
and help your child or grandchild discover their God-given potential. Go to thechurch@reno.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Schallenberger from the Nevada Center, serving Nevadans since 1991. If you're out there listening to me and you don't feel well, if you have pain that won't go away, if you're fatigued, you can't sleep, you're overweight, or you're on multiple medications and you can't find the right answers, there is hope. It's called homeopathic medicine. Every symptom, every ailment, and every disease has causes. In homeopathic medicine, we look for those causes, because unless they're treated, the only remedy left is drugs. At the Nevada Center, we use unique, state-of-the-art testing that is often not available anywhere else in Nevada to look for the causes of all conditions and all diseases. We offer natural alternatives to medications and a whole gamut of natural therapies like ozone therapy, chelation therapy, intravenous therapy, stem cells, herbal therapy, colonic detoxification therapy, and hormone restoration to treat those causes. You can learn all about what we do at our website, antiagingmedicine.com.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios,
this is your noon news, local, live, and happening now.
And we're just coming in. The White House says President Trump is on board with a Republican-backed effort to fund the Department of Homeland Security. That includes TSA agents. The way the deal worked, at least as described, would mean that Republicans and Democrats would come together to fund every single part of DHS besides ICE and deal with Immigration and Customs Enforcement later. We'll let you know, indeed, if this does pass at the time that we have here in the new news. And in your top local story, family in mourning from Petaluma after a 19-year-old is recovered in the Truckee River near Floriston. FM News Talk time, 1247.
News on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Maybe the best baseball game in Northern Nevada is going to be this afternoon at 4 when Yerington hosts North Tahoe in a 2A game. Both teams off to a good start this season. Two schools also have a softball matchup, but North Tahoe not so strong in softball, looking for that first win. Yerington just two losses. Sierra Lutheran has just one loss and plays Oasis Academy this afternoon. Wolfpack tip-off tomorrow at 6 at Auburn, the NIT quarterfinals. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the noon news on FM News Talk.
I can say for one that I have no other ambition so great as that of being truly esteemed of my fellow men by rendering myself worthy of their esteem. Abraham Lincoln.
A penny for your thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air. Nothing makes our day better than earning another five-star review from a satisfied customer. For service, visit our website, lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
Blockett Shows presents the Reno Expo. Five exciting shows inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center. The RV Show starts Thursday, March 26th, and features 200,000 square feet of motorhomes, travel trailers, fifth wheels, toy haulers, all at low show prices. Top RV dealers competing for your business include RV Country, Blue Compass RV, Lifestyle RV, Aon RV, custom truck accessories, four-wheel pop-up campers, and scenic vans. The Reno Boat Show and Off-Road Motorsports Expo starts Friday and features the latest off-road and motorsports vehicles, gear, and accessories. Top local boat dealers, including Marine Specialties and West Coast Boat Center, will showcase a huge selection of ski and fishing boats. The Home and Garden Show will showcase hundreds of exhibits featuring the latest products and services for your indoor and outdoor living needs. And don't miss the Pet Show and Pug Parade, with wiener dog and chihuahua races on Saturday and the Pug Parade on Sunday. Admission includes all five shows. The Reno Expo, March 26th through the 29th, inside the Reno Sparks Convention Center.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for.
the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free, at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
ZipRecruiter.
Hey, when was the last time you cleaned your carpet? No, I don't mean when you rented a machine from the supermarket or sprayed some powder chemical and vacuumed it up. I mean a deep, professional cleaning by Floormasters trained technicians using the latest state-of-the-art equipment. Floormasters, family-owned and operated for over 25 years. Your local carpet cleaning experts and more. When you need the best, call the best. Search FloormastersNV.com.
This is Rick and Heather Cullough from Rat Guns and Ammo.
Are you a new shooter, returning to shooting, or thinking about a CCW? Our new shooter class is only $95 and comes with a free month to our indoor shooting range.
We have the lowest ammo prices, CCWs, new shooter classes, and one-on-one classes in town. Our indoor shooting range is only $199 per year for unlimited shooting every day. Rat Guns and Ammo, 1410 East Prater Way, the one-stop shop that can save your life.
Rack. Rack Guns and Ammo.
FM Top Weather.
These pleasant middays not showing any signs of easing. Maybe a bit towards the end of the week, maybe 7 to 8 degrees, but still a basic mild weather pattern through the week. Cool breeze, heated and air conditioning. When your system quits on any Nevada night, you need someone you can trust. That's why they provide 24-7 emergency service, keeping your family safe and warm. Coolbreeze, NV.com. Today at 5, Mark the Van Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
And we've got 77 degrees right now, sunny skies in Reno Tahoe International Airport. So glad that you're with us here on this Tuesday afternoon. And if you are just joining us, it's our top local story. A 19-year-old's body recovered after he apparently went swimming in the Truckee River. The remains of Brian Gallardo of Petaluma were recovered near Floriston.
We had members from Truckee PD, Truckee Fire Department. We had drone operators. California Highway Patrol sent their helicopter to fly the river for us. And that went on all day yesterday into the early evening hours. And then, of course, the search started again this morning.
And that is Deputy Justin Miller with the Nevada County Sheriff's Office. A big drug bust made near UNR last week.
Approximately 355 grams of cocaine, approximately 81 grams of MDMA, approximately 612 grams of marijuana, 9 firearms, $3,972 in U.S. currency.
And that is Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, a suspect in custody. The bus went down toward 11th and Ralston last week. Well, it's our top national story if you are just joining us. And word is that there may very well be a breakthrough in the deal to reopen the TSA. The White House says President Trump is on board with a Republican-backed effort to fund the Department of Homeland Security.
Republicans are planning to...
And okay, and again, we'll keep on top of that. Again, that is something that we will keep a very close eye on, and Fox News Radio will have more on that story coming up at the top of the hour. FM News Talk time, it is 12:53.
That is professional. Just so you know it. Greg, again, new show just debuted yesterday. We'll continue to work out the bugs from the computer. Try the iOS 42 at 96 hertz on that tomorrow, Greg, if you
I'll
would.
Do that.
All right.
But I actually think we figured out why. I think I just figured out why this is happening. So
Justin,
good news. We'll be better.
Just in the nick of time. Oh, I teased this story earlier, so I'm going to do it real quick. If you're wondering, Elon Musk said that he would pay TSA agents $23 million a year is what it costs to run the TSA. You might ask, well, why hasn't that started already? Well, typically of the government, it's something he can't actually do. Federal law, specifically the Anti-Deficiency Act, prevents what a well-named act. The government is deficient. Anti-Deficiency Act prevents government agencies from accepting private money to cover federal payrolls. Now, Greg, yesterday I teased at the end of the show, would you vote for a Republican who voted to give illegals driver's licenses here in the state of Nevada. I'm glad you weren't in Nevada then. I have repeated this, either speaking at different groups or here on the air several times. So sit back and listen to this. It'll be first time for you, perhaps. It's good that you weren't living in Nevada, but I'll tell this to you. So once upon a time, in a land far, far away. No, Nevadans got fed up with the federal government's extreme overreach, mandated health care. You remember the Obama years? The same health care plan, by the way, that we can't afford, that Jackie Rosen was just praising yesterday. That same plan that Republicans campaigned against, promised to get rid of if we would only put them back in the majority. They didn't. Thank you, Dean Heller, you lying. The same Republicans that they continue to fund to this day and fold every time like a wet blanket and continue to fund Obamacare. So we KKFT partiers elected not just a trifecta, but a what's would called a superfecta, or as I would call it afterwards, a superfectless government here in the state of Nevada. So every constitutional office, the assembly, the Senate, and the governor's office, all Republicans, Republican-controlled. There was a ballot measure, not to get too far off topic, about the illegal driver's licenses, but there was a ballot measure called the margins tax, and it was defeated. It was a ballot measure, 78% of Nevadans. That's not just all Republicans. That's independents, Republicans, Democrats, defeated that measure by 78%. That was backed by the teachers union and AFL-CIO. And the super trifecta or superfecta renamed it the commerce tax, and they passed it anyway. Again, Republican governor, we renamed him Brian Sandoval to Bernie Sandoval. The Republican Senate, the Republican Assembly passed the highest tax hike in the history of the state of Nevada. So now back to the end of the show yesterday, my question, would you vote for a Republican who voted to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens? Despite the sin or the betrayal or whatever deserved pejorative term you want to give to the Republicans who voted for the tax hike, I think this is actually worse. Because there are some people that survived with the tax hike. There are people that didn't survive because of Bernie Sandoval's claim to fame with help from Republicans. And don't you just love it when these fat, pasty, out-of-shape politicians use the term, I'm going to fight for you. They, the Republicans, passed multiple bills specifically for illegal aliens, and I have to get used to using the term criminals, because that's what they are. If they're illegal, they're criminals. So that's what the Republican did. That's what the Republicans did. They passed a bill to not only make sure that illegal criminals got a driver's license,